Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 2. Developing a Management Strategy. Remote desktop gives you the flexibility and security you need as an administrator to be more productive in your day-to-day tasks. Server Manager is the primary tool for adding and removing of roles and features for Windows Server 2008. Use the performance tools to track the health of your servers over time. Delegating administration. Delegate at the OU or domain level when possible. Keep your delegation simple and document it well. Stay away from delegation that is too broad in nature. Try to use the principle of least privilege for your delegations. Planning a group policy strategy. Use the proper GPO setting type, policies for enforced settings, preferences for user configurable settings. Remember to carefully consider and document well if you decide to implement enforce and block inheritance. Understanding inheritance is critical to planning a group policy strategy. Creating and linking group policy objects. In order to utilize group policy objects, or GPOs, you must first become acquainted with how to create them in your Active Directory environment. Once you have created a standalone GPO, it will affect no person or machine in your environment. In order to have your new policy have an impact on your network, you must link it somewhere in the hierarchy. Just as GPOs are critical to any Active Directory environment, backing them up in order to restore them in the event of a failure is critical as well. Controlling application of group policies. The nature of group policy inheritance and the hierarchy of Active Directory can sometimes create unfavorable conditions, causing a policy to fail to apply where it is required. To prevent a mandated policy from being overwritten, you must mark the link as enforced. An additional method of manipulating default inheritance is to apply block inheritance to a particular OU. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: What is remote desktop and why will I use it? Answer: Remote desktop is a tool which gives you the ability to log on to any server in your environment from anywhere else in the environment, remotely. Most administrators find it very useful in performing their day-to-day duties without needing to install local tools or actually go to the servers physically. Question: What tools are available for remote administration in Windows Server 2008? Answer: Remote desktop, remote server administration tools, and Windows PowerShell scripting. Question: What is group policy and why is it used? Answer: A group policy is a collection of settings and configurations that can apply to either a computer or a user and work together to establish a user's working environment. The administrator can utilize group policy to enforce restrictions, provide software, or even configure security settings in their environment. Question: Why is delegation useful in my environment? Answer: Instead of granting all administrators full control permissions, delegation allows you to create an environment which recognizes difference in administrative scope. You can match the permissions you grant an administrator with the job function they perform. This creates a safer and more secure environment with less chance for accidental problems related to administrative function. Question: What is Server Manager? Answer: Server Manager is the new utility for role and feature-based administration on Windows Server 2008. It allows you to add, remove, and configure the available roles and features on a given Windows Server 2008 machine. Question: What exactly is a computer loopback policy? Answer: A policy that allows you to control where user settings come from that apply to a particular machine. The user settings applied to the machine are pulled from the computer policy affecting the machine. The user settings from within the computer policy are either merged with the user settings or they replace them. In environments where public machines exist, this policy will come in very handy. Companies that commonly have kiosks and public access computers, like lab environments or libraries, will find these policies handy. Question: What is a starter GPO and what is it for? Answer: A starter GPO is a policy that allows the administrator to create a baseline which contains frequently used settings. This policy creates reusability because it can be used as a starting point when creating additional GPOs in their organization, therefore reducing administrative effort. Question. What is Remote App? Answer. Remote App is a new feature in Terminal Services for Windows Server 2008 that allows you to make applications available to users through an icon rather than having to log on to the server desktop to launch applications. Question. What is new with Group Policy in Windows 2008? Answer. Windows 2008 has the following new features to offer in Group Policy. Comments for GPOs and policy settings. New ADMX file format for administrative template settings. Starter GPO capabilities. Preferences. Network location awareness. And multiple local group policies. Question. What is TS Web Access, or TSWA, and why will I use it? Answer. TSWA allows administrators to create a web page where Terminal Services applications are made available via icons, which will launch the application remotely. The benefit in using TSWA is that it gives you the ability to have a central location in which to update remote app applications. Changes to the way an application is accessed would require only a single change on the TSWA server and would not require the change to be pushed to machines in the organization.